Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, probably all over the internet, all over the world. You know, some know me as StarsCast, some know me as just Natalie. But here I am with another awesome guest, and you need to listen to this show. It's going to give you some great guidance. But anyways, let's talk a little about what's going on with Stars and Mystic Living today. It's the 25th, so I've already sent out a lot of my reminders to the people that support magazine monthly, and there's so many of them. I keep saying last issue was really big. I can't tell you how much stuff I have already to put in, and it'll take me probably 4 days to do it up properly and make sure that it looks right and all the links are in and all that. But if it's not too late to submit something to me, you can email me at starscast@mysticlivingtoday.com. I accept just about everything. You know, I accept poetry, excerpts from books, articles, and anything that you send me, I need an image with it. But I have to remind people, the image must be owned by you, not something you get off of Google. Because if it's on Google, it's owned by somebody down the road. Somebody created it. And sure enough, if it's in my magazine, they're going to say, can't use it. So be careful of that. And if you want to get good images, go to depositphotos.com. I have an account there. I have the license. Anything that's there, I can use. No, you know, gotchas and, you can't use that. That's not going to happen from there. There are other places out there, but I use them. I've used them for years, and I just love them. They're really good to me, though. And sometimes when you're with somebody a long time, they do extra special stuff for you, and they have for me. So that's depositphotos.com. I'm giving them a free plug. So that's about the magazine. I am still in the works of creating a flip magazine where it'll actually be, you can turn the pages, where I'll have the first issue. I'm sure yours truly will be on the cover, you know, because it'll be the first issue. But I'll have featured guests on there. I can take banner ads, classified ads, all kinds of good stuff. I'm going to open it up. My love for animals is like beyond, and everybody knows that. And I have some good contacts with some of the sanctuaries for elephants and deer. And hopefully they'll give me some stuff that I can use with credits. Of course, I'll give to them, and you take donations. But that's going to be part of the magazine. The magazine is going to be thrown open to all kinds of fields. I'll probably write something monthly in it. The first one will be a welcome to our new issue, and it is your issue. It's your magazine. And I've been doing Mystic Living Today now since 1999. I know it's hard to believe, and I don't sound that old, but I am. I don't look it, but I am. But anyways, it's a great place to put your beautiful, and I have beautiful work, China, Japan. I have people from all over the world that submit, and I'm very blessed, and oftentimes they are on my radio show, which is one of my guests today. And starswithazpsychics.com, that's the other site, okay? We have first 10 minutes is $10. There are specials. All you do is go in. You can check on the rates. It says rates at the top. Or begin a psychic reading and click on that, and it'll show you detail. You have to create an account. And the special is one time only. You can't use it a second time, because yours truly always catches you if you do. And sometimes people do that, you know. It's a tough world out there. I usually let it go, but I don't encourage it. Okay. So, and let's see what else. Okay, we're going to be having a new PayPal integration, whereas you will be able to make payments. Stars gets its money up front, but PayPal handles the payment situation. You'll be able to Venmo, any credit card, any bank method that you want to do, but you can make payments. A lot of sites have that, but it's a little bit more difficult on mine because once you purchase minutes, okay, you get a receipt from PayPal, but then you get a Stars receipt. Well, that Stars receipt is the one that actually puts the minutes in your account. And my webmaster, Tony, is pounding himself about it, his head against the wall, because that's the part that's the most difficult. We have to make sure you get your minutes. And he created that. Also, the Stars receipt is my proof that you bought it, because it also goes back to your email. And I'm proud to say I've been with PayPal 20 years this past December. They told me just last week. I didn't even know it. 20 years. And the guy laughed and he said, oh, no, Natalie calls. Oh, no, yes, okay, we'll do it. And he says, we don't even question you because you've been with us so long. And he said, you should see the top of your account, what it looks like. It's got all these stars. Awesome person, great lady to talk to. See, that makes me so happy. And that's what it's all about for me. It's not the money now, you know that. So anyways, support. Stars with a Z, psychics.com. And if you want, you can go to planetstars.com. That's my first site. That's the hub of everything that I own. I have a blog. We have free downloads that are on Star Psychics that you can learn. You can print it off. You can do what you want. My tarot cards. Now, I have to promote that. Absolutely. It's the Stars Psychics Tarot Cards. Your future awaits. And I do have the trademark on it. And I have had to, and I don't like doing this, but I've had to have some people taken off of Instagram and Twitter and Facebook for using Stars Psychics. You can't use it. It belongs to me. But and sometimes I just let it go, you know, because everybody knows what I'm about. I don't like doing that. I really, really don't. You know, I mean, I could go after Stars on DirecTV. I've been around longer than them. But would I do it? No. No. No, too big for me. But anyways, the tarot cards will be available. I'm kind of gathering some pre-orders. If you go to starspsychics.com on the right, on the end bar, it's called the end bar, sidebar, you'll see this picture. Click on that. We have an audio class. We have a PDF class. And we're soon to have a Zoom class. As soon as the gal, she's in the U.K., as soon as I send her deck of cards, we're going to be off and running with a Zoom class. And anything you see with the cards, the interpretations, is her. Her name is Stars Amber. And she's doing this. She does all the things for the blog. And then I also have my Jackie. And I have Candy, who's my marketer, who pushes everybody out everywhere. She's wonderful. They're all wonderful. And then my designer, Judy, who's in Nairobi. I mean, she's amazing. So that's enough about all this. You know, just go to the site. You'll see everything. It's right in front of you. I'm going to bring in my guest today. He has been around a while. He's had two books. He just had a recent book come out. But he is a founder and CEO of Spartan International, and he focuses on life and career guidance and global equities and investment banking recruitment. Now, today, I mean, I'm going to talk to him about that, but we're not going to dwell on that because he's got two books that you could utilize everything in it. So anyways, I want to welcome my guest, and that is Oliver Rolfe. How are you today, Oliver?
I'm very, very well, Natalie. Thank you so much for having me, and what a lovely introduction.
Oh, well, you know I can talk really fast, and I could talk the whole hour if I had to, but I don't want to do that. Anyways, let's get started. You have two books out. You had one in 2019, and then another one in 2022. But let's start at the beginning. How did you get involved with Spartan International, and tell us a little bit about what that is?
Okay, so Spartan International is my company that I started over 13 years ago now. And the reason why I set up Spartan International, we're an executive search firm, which is high-end recruitment and a consultancy, which we've been focusing very much on life and career and also health and well-being. And that consultancy involves a number of people, which actually also assisted with the book and were editors of the book, which is David Moxon, the 30-year psychologist, Sarah Leslie, a healer medium, Darren Rolfe, a CEO of a rehabilitation company in the UK, and also Anne Perry, which is an international and globally well-renowned numerologist. So exceptionally fortunate to have really, really good people and genuinely blessed to have really excellent people around me and connected with me. And invariably, I set up Spartan because in a job that focuses on people's careers and therefore their livelihoods and the livelihoods of their family, I always felt that there wasn't enough care and attention focused on the individual. It was always really focused on the financial gain that you made after, you know, you did what you're supposed to do and you found this individual another job. So I always wanted to focus on the individual, but also from a client perspective as well, offering our clients a very tailored search and a search where we understand what we're doing in the markets that we work in, and really consult at quite a high level, both on the strategic element, but also with human capital. But my, as you quite rightly said, Natalie, my story isn't, dare I say, as plain vanilla as some would have it, or some would maybe even know. I've had a lot of experiences in my life, a lot of traumas as well, dare I say it, and I realized my experiences for both the first book and the second book. Both are somewhat different from each other, one focusing on more careers with an element of the life within it. And also the recent book, The Holistic Guide to Health and Wellbeing Today, very much focused on health and wellbeing and really encapsulates a lot of the elements that I've learned myself, especially over the past decade or so.
Well, as we were talking before we went on air about your first book, Guide to Your Career, Survivor's Guide to Your Career, and it's really a guide for 16 to 25-year-olds. And I told you about my granddaughter. And, you know, when you're coming out of high school, some are career-oriented. Some kids, that's kids to me, really know what they're going to do. Do they end up doing that? Sometimes not. Many times not, probably. I don't know. Now she didn't know until she really had a talk with her gram, me, because I saw some talent. I saw a lot of talent, and you know, I sat with her for hours and hours and hours, and her father did too, you know. But she's in art school, and she was on the dean's list the first semester. I mean, she's excelling, and I'm so proud of her. But not everybody, and you know, that's coming out of school has a guide to sit them down and talk to them. So how did that book help? I mean, is it going to help, like, say I'm just getting out of high school? Oh, I guess I wish that was happening. No, not really. because I love what I'm doing right now. But, I mean, if you're coming out of high school, does the book suggest what you need to do to prepare yourself for a career? Or what if they don't have a career? What if they don't even know what they're going to do? They're going to be a cashier for a while. They're going to work in a store, you know, putting things on shelves. Does that book help them? What does it do for them?
Well, I would be amiss to say if it didn't help them. So the reason why I wrote the first book in particular, so just to give you a bit of background, technically my last book was my third book. So in 2016, I had another book, which is about a 700-page book that was very much focused on, it was actually called The Definitive Guide to Finance and Your Career in Finance. And it was this huge book, and I had a publishing deal. And long story short, the publisher didn't feel right. The book, importantly, didn't feel right. So I ended up pulling the book and actually pulling the deal, which I think at the time I probably didn't realize that it's quite hard to get a publishing contract full stop. And but I just felt it was the right thing to do. And subsequently, from the first initial book, I gave birth to The Survivor's Guide to Your Career Today. So The Survivor's Guide to Your Career Today really takes on a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience that I've personally given and guided, especially, say, the younger generation in their career. And this is my 20 years of experience within headhunting to guide on every small element as well. So, you know, the book talks about 170 interview questions. It looks at body language. It looks at deep breathing and meditation. It looks at so many different elements, even, you know, getting experience in the workplace before you go and find your own career, which I think is the whole point of the book, because, I remember myself at the age of 16, you know, you're 16 to 18, trying to work out the next steps of college and universities and whatever else may be. And I didn't have a clue what I wanted to be. I got guidance from my family and they kind of direct you into an area, but it's not necessarily what you want to do at that age. I think only later in life you end up understanding yourself and understanding really your interests at a greater level. However,
that is so true.
The Survivor's Guide to Your Group. Yes. No, I believe so. And I'll go even further, Natalie. So, you know, I started my company when I was 28, which is, for me, it was still wildly young. But I had a very fixed idea and a fixed thought process of what I wanted and how I wanted to achieve it. I didn't really think about anything else. So I'm genuinely thankful and blessed that I'm 13 years down the line. But even when I have a look at the two books, you know, I wrote one in 19 and one in, really 2020, I wrote the second one. And, you know, it wasn't meant to happen then anyway. I was hoping it would be a bit longer, but COVID changed that and gave me a bit of an opportunity. However, I was never going to be an author. That wasn't something that I had planned on. However, it, you know, by my own experiences, it lends itself to other opportunities. And subsequently, you know, I'm a guest lecturer. I'm a mentor. I've recently actually qualified within counseling skills as well. So, you know, for me, I think there's a point in life where I think, as you said, even before we came on air, just about that point in life where you know what you want to do and you know you're on the right path to it, whereas some people don't always find it. And there's a point in life where I think people feel uncomfortable, and a lot of people consider it to be a midlife crisis, whereas actually I believe it's a midlife awakening. I believe we get to a point in life where, you know, a lot of how we feel is subconscious. And the more we understand ourselves, the more aware we are of ourselves, the more we're able to do what's right for us, but also listen to the subtleties that our body's telling us to do or not to do. And for me, you know, I understand myself well when, you know, things don't feel right or things, you know, should be one way or another. And I think that's the important bit when it comes to careers or life, is that everyone's life is individual, everyone's health is individual, and there really is no one size fits all. It's about listening to your intuition and really trying to help yourself develop more than anything else. And that's why in both books I give a lot of information, whereby the first book you would definitely take a more stringent line and you'd listen to everything that's in the book. Whereas, you know, the second one, you could just take parts out of it and go, okay, well, this applies to me and I can feel that that would work for me and whatever it may be. So it's very, very specific. And there's a lot that we can learn in many different elements.
Well, you know, that's so true. And I was just talking to my son yesterday about how we get started. I started in beauty school right out of high school. But that took me, it was okay. You know, I mean, I didn't have a desire to do it. It was just something I kind of fell into. But I think it was a stepping stone for me, because from there, I started doing hair in nursing homes. But what it did, and my son and I were kind of laughing, is it groomed myself and him, actually, because he would help me. He'd go get the patients and bring them back during the summertime when he wasn't in school. It groomed me to be of service, of service. I mean, that's what I am. And he's the same way. And we were laughing. He said, you know, he went to college. He got a degree. He got a full ride to a college. But he, you know, he said, I didn't really use it. He started a couple of businesses. One of them failed terribly because it was the wrong time. You know, sometimes that happens too. But I look at him, and now he's multifaceted. He's got a limo service, and he's got a flooring company. I mean, he doesn't do the floors anymore in that. I mean, he might do my stuff, but he wouldn't do anybody else's. But you see how, and this is for people that are listening, that you go from here to here to here. Now, I fell into beauty school because a neighbor down the street saw I could do hair. Oh, I guess it was okay. Nothing that I thought was, like, tremendous. No, you need to go. And I did, and I got my license. I took my state boards. And but I wasn't prepared in high school for that. So your first book is really important. Now, you know, some kids have it easy in high school, or we think they do. They just kind of fly through everything. But you're going to find this interesting. You know what I was really good at was office machines. I could do those, the old bookkeeping. I could do those, and everybody would look at me like, how in the world did you get this so fast? Well, because my dad was a machine repairman, and I would watch what he did. I got that from him. It's from him. So your background, whatever you're in your life you're exposed to, so to speak, kind of sets you up. But we were talking, too, about sometimes doors open and you don't always go through them. You don't always listen to you'll say, oh, no, I don't really want to do that. How do you know you don't really want to do it? How do you know what it is, right? So I think that's important. You know, we talked about that a little tiny bit, that it's really true. I mean, I am of the mind that a door opens, I at least poke my head in and find out what it's about. I don't care what it is. It could be learning something new. It's how I learned bookkeeping from my CPA. He said to me, you ask the right questions, that's why. You're a great student. All you got to do is ask the questions. You know, but not everybody can do that. But when you were in high school, did you know what you were going to do?
I definitely didn't do what I thought I was going to do. That's for sure. I remember when I was younger, my first thought was I wanted to be a vet in veterinary school. Cause similarly to you, very connected to animals.
Yes.
Wanted to be caring and protect them as much as possible. But no, when I was at school, I was guided towards numbers and accountancy. I was always good with numbers, and therefore it seemed like a sensible thing to do and a sensible route to go down. And obviously it's a very good, career to at least understand. However, and this is actually to your point, and I really agree with it. Experience is the most important thing. You have to experience these opportunities. Even if it's for a month or 6 months or 3 months. So I ended up working for one of the top accountancy firms in the UK for about a year or so. And I enjoyed the opportunity greatly. I enjoyed working with a lot of the partners of the firm, one in particular. I enjoyed working on some of the biggest projects that they had, which, you know, I felt very fortunate to do. But after, you know, a year or so, I just went, this is not a career for me. This is not something I want to be spending every single day of my life doing. And therefore, just knew that I had to find something else. And funnily enough, I basically fell into my career. You know, I didn't leave university thinking I'm going to be a headhunter or a recruiter. I happened to see one of my friends who'd moved into recruitment. He said, do you know what, you would love it, you'd be absolutely great. And I thought, well, do you know what, I'll have a look, because I really wasn't too sure. Went for a couple of interviews, found one quite good job actually at a top recruitment company in Europe, and ended up joining there, stayed there for 14 months, broke a lot of the records that they had, did very, very well. And subsequently, 14 months later, the same guy who said that I'd be great at recruitment, we ended up meeting quite randomly, which there is no random coincidences, as we know. But from my perspective, it was quite random, and so his as well. Middle of the day, both going back to the same place. And he ended up interviewing me without my knowledge on the train and said, by the time we got to our station, so, you know, you should come and meet my bosses. And it was the right time for me, ended up meeting his boss, and subsequently I joined the firm. Now, by me joining this firm, it really gave me an understanding of what executive search was, but also gave me an opportunity to work for a company that basically said, here's a computer, here's a phone, now get on and do it yourself. And without that opportunity, I would have never been able to start my own company. I would have never had the understanding or the confidence in many respects. And I think that opportunity was the one that accelerated where my career ended up going. But as I say, even today, you know, I'm still looking at angles and avenues to either improve myself, improve my business, or experience new things, which is why on the same day as my second book launched, that's for the Holistic Guide to Your Health and Wellbeing today, I actually launched a charitable effort called Etcetera, ETC. And ETC stands for Education to Career. And what that means is over the past, I think it's 6 months now, we've been going through a big program to offer every secondary school, university, and business school in England a free book of my first book of The Survivor's Guide to Your Career Today, that we're sending out to put in their libraries for all the students to have the opportunity to read this book or have it available to them. We're also offering hugely discounted rates if schools or actually places of education would like to buy the first book. I've got a started YouTube channel, which they've got a number of videos which link to the Survivor's Guide to Your Career Today. I've also got the Survivor's Guide presentation that I personally conducted to business schools on there for free as well. So we're trying to do as much as possible to give the opportunity for students to have this information at their fingertips, to have it available to them, and for them to have a constant resource to go to, whether it's the book or whether it's the online material. And for me, it's one of those things that, you know, at this stage of my career, I feel it's exceptionally important we give back. I believe that students coming through school and education now have got it tougher in so many different ways. There's so much media to deal with. There's so much information, full stop, that's available, and what's the right thing to listen to and what's not. And the other side of it, I always give a very personal element of why I'm doing this. Because as I said, you know, I've been through a lot of experiences in my life, and those experiences have definitely shaped my thinking of going to try and help people either in a similar situation that I was in or in different situations where they may need help.
Well, you know, it makes a lot of sense to me, and I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, if you knew the fields I have been in, and they weren't related to each other. Well, they were. I was of service from working in a beauty shop, working in a nursing home. I went to a small tennis club. I took lessons, and they wanted to hire me because I was a people person, right? They needed somebody at the desk. So I did that. I'm going to do this quickly because I want to get into your second book and then mention your website. Then from there, and I was making, and this is going to be unreal, $3.35 an hour. That's like ridiculous, right? So anyways, I got another chance. Somebody knew me and said, well, you know, the big club is looking for somebody. Well, I went over there and I got hired. I got hired at the desk, Oliver, to receive, you know, members that are coming in and people that were taking classes and all of that. But the second day I was there, I mean, I was really afraid because I thought, uh-oh, I'm fired. The owner came up to me, and he said, I'd like to see you in my office. I thought, oh, gosh. And I was thinking back, what did I do? Nah, I didn't do anything. So I went in there. He said, close the door. I want to talk to you about something. So I sat down, and he said, you're not just a desk person. I mean, nobody ever told me that before. And he said, you look shocked. I said, well, you know, I love talking to people and everything. He said, exactly. You're not just somebody who's going to collect money all day long. You are much more than that, and I want you to be the tennis director. Oh, my God, Oliver. I nearly flipped out. Yes, because he saw something in me. Well, because I have the ability to handle a lot of things at one time. I use both sides of my brain, and it's easy. I don't even have to think about it. So I did that, and I worked for the head pro. I worked there for 6 years. I loved it, every moment of it. You handled everything, the tournaments, everything. And then things changed there. And I'm not going to go into why I left. I ended up not being treated very right. But so anyways, I was smart enough. Went to work with my son, who we had just opened a salon. And I learned that business, which was okay, you know. Then they wanted me back at the tennis club. I also worked at a smaller tennis club. It was called the Northwest Men's Tennis. It was called Northwest Men's Association. So I worked for a women's association, and then I went over to the men's and worked in their club because people knew who I was. You know, they knew where I was. You know, she's the one you want there. She'll get it organized for you. And I did, but it was small. It was only four courts. I was used to handling 10. So I did that, and then I got a computer, and I typed really well, and I started venturing off. And then I applied to work for America Online, and I got that and got my feet wet there, learned everything that I could, and ended up doing my first site, planetstars.com. But you see, what happened to me doesn't always happen to everybody. And I love doing my radio shows, and I have my magazine. So, you know, I'm kind of like multifaceted, I guess. I can do a lot of things. And I love all of them. I'm with people. I talk to people from other countries like yourself. But you see where my life went from beauty school to a nursing home. But you can see that I was being groomed. I didn't know it at the time. I fresh out of high school and all of that, and I didn't really think about it. But I think young people today are thinking more and more about it, or they should. You know, now your last book, I should say. I hope it's not your last book, because I hope you're writing something
current,
else.
I was going to say current book.
Current book, that's good. The current book out there is called The Holistic Guide to Your Health and Well-Being, a step-by-step guide to the relationship between your physical, mental, energetic, and emotional health. Okay? Now, that is very important, because you are taking on every aspect of one's life, the physical part, the spiritual part. Well, I added the spiritual, you know, because that's what I do. But it's and the mental and the energetic part and your emotional health. So why did you do this book?
So I'll do a long story short. So I mentioned earlier in our conversation that I've been through a lot of experiences in my life. And some were traumas, some were experiences. And I think all of them were experiences. And the experience that I had, I've always felt were there to help others at some point. And I believe that, you know, invariably these books are exactly that. So in bullet point form, without going into too much detail, and I'm more than happy to speak to you in detail about it, just I'm more conscious of the time. So when I was young, my parents were divorced when I was about 5 or 6, something that happens throughout the Western world fairly regularly nowadays. But it had quite a big impact on my family. So I have an older brother, an older sister, and a younger half-brother. Now, for many different reasons, my father ended up with 2 nervous breakdowns. My brother ended up in rehab for drugs, drink, and gambling. My sister was anorexic and bulimic. And I'll go on to what I ended up going through as well shortly. But the effect it had on my family were quite drastic to a degree. A lot of things that my family as a unit had to experience, either individually or collectively, were, you know, there were difficult times. And during some of those times, I was going on my own process. But when I was trying to work out between the ages of, say, 6 to 16, I was going through about 45 different operations. I was also asthmatic. I weighed about 55 pounds more than I do now. So I was quite a big young kid. I love my food. Still love my food now. Just a little bit more wary of what I eat and what I put into my body. But on top of that, I had a very difficult relationship with a girlfriend who said she was pregnant with my baby, and it wasn't something which I had to deal with
myself. Oh, my gosh.
And then fast forward to the last kind of 10 years. About 11 years ago, I slipped a disc in the middle of my back. Unfortunately, that one slipped disc ended up being 7 damaged discs throughout my back, neck, and spine, and then a diagnosis of ankylosing spondylitis, actually non-radiographic ankylosing spondylitis, which is an inflammatory disease of the spine. So left untreated, the spine would fuse, and invariably, you can't really move. So once that happened, my life changed quite dramatically. There were two other things I often forget or negate. When I was 3, I was in a boating accident, and the boat flipped over. I was stuck underneath it, and my sister saved my life. And I basically stopped breathing on an operating table when I was 8 years old. I really didn't like the gas that they gave me. So the long story short of it is I thought I would take a big, deep breath so I didn't have to take the gas. Unfortunately, this time there was a mask over my face, so I took a huge gulp of the gas to knock you out, and invariably it did knock me out, but I wasn't breathing. My mother was in the room. She saw me turn blue. She quickly got a surgeon, or I think anaesthetist at the time, and obviously I'm here to tell the story. Needless to say, I didn't do that after that again. But when you put all of this experience that I've had, and especially the last 10, 11 years in particular, you know, I had to stop playing soccer, which was such a massive part of my youth. I was always exceptionally active, always playing sport. So therefore, I had to alter different elements of my life, so the physical, mental, energetic, and emotional. And energetic, I encompass the spiritual within that, which I'll come on to in a moment. But one of the first things I ended up actually leaning on more than anything else when this all happened was spirituality. So I didn't meet someone, but I'd known someone for quite a long time, and we were connected at that period. I joined the spiritual circle, which was fantastic for me. I actually loved the meditation in a group as well. I think the clarity and the energy that you provide is really great and so clear. So I moved into a different direction. And additionally, you know, when I talk about the energetic side of the book, I talk about the chakras, the chakra systems. I talk about numerology. And, you know, the chakra systems, I mean, a lot of people find woo-woo or out there, or, you know, slightly mystical, or can be very unsure about it. And what I've done is, and it's not just myself, it's obviously the editors that have helped me, but also utilizing, you know, some of the greatest research of the greatest scientists of all kind into this book. You know, The Holistic Guide to Your Health and Wellbeing today is, one, my personal guide that I use on a constant basis, but two, it is an encyclopedia of some phenomenal information. And forget the fact that I put it together, that, you know, that's not the important bit, but genuinely, there is so much useful and detailed information that can assist in all core areas of our lives. And the essence for me, and I've said it already today, is that, you know, this is one about awareness and self-awareness and understanding of self. And the more we understand self, the more we can help ourselves. Both health and well-being are individual. You know, your health is different from my health. However, we are human, therefore, we all need similar things to live and to survive. But our bodies are different, so therefore we should treat them differently. Now, I know, you know, if I were to drink, say, white wine, for example, white wine really has a massive effect on me because it's heavily sugared, and sugar really doesn't agree with my body at all. You know, for me, I've stopped with dairies and glutens and all these kind of elements. I eat a very fresh and healthy diet. So in a long story short, you know, these are the reasons why I've written the Holistic Guide to Health and Wellbeing today. And it's taken not only from that scientific research perspective, but it is also a personal perspective of everything that I've been through as well.
I want to mention before we get on with all, I mean, we'll run out of time, is that you have a site. It's called Substack.com. Why is it called Substack? Why
did you name it that? Substack's actually, I didn't name it Substack. So Substack is the company that allows me to send out this newsletter to my following. So
okay.
We've got about a following of, I think, 14,500 people. Of which we have regular users, and it's so the title of the newsletter is Spartan X or Spartan Extra.
Yes,
and
yes.
Spartan Extra. Is
Extra.
Part of the company,
uh-huh.
And it goes on. So I've always liked the Spartan X logo. I think it's something that provides that X factor, and X can mean anything, which I think is also quite a useful tool in many respects. And what we do on that is that, one, we provide financial information. In fact, I've also partnered with a wealth manager to help my audience. But we give a lot of moves in the city, moves globally, people that have moved into certain directions, certain jobs. But also I highlight a lot of the other work we do, whether it's the charitable work, whether it's the books, whether it's, as I say, giving video guidance as well. And that's also linked with the Spartan International YouTube channel. So it is linked completely together.
Well, you know, your latest book is obviously very important because it covers so many areas of one's life, body, spiritual. Well, I keep adding the spiritual, and we'll have to put a PS on there, and spiritual. I keep throwing that in because that's what I get from you, and that's what I get from the name of it. And I'm going to see if she still wants me to ask this. My gal who does all the marketing, she asked a question here. How did the neurologist play a part in all that you have done?
Numerologist. So Ann Perry, I am really so genuinely delighted that we connected. She is not only exceptional at what she does, she is such a lovely and genuinely warm, wonderful person. So Anne's based over in Toronto, Canada, and we were connected as I was writing the book, and I really wanted to go deeper into numerology. And numerology is a fantastic tool in so many different ways, both
mm-hmm.
in terms of it being a self-help tool, but also to really give awareness and illuminations on one's life, whether it be information and detail about the direction that one will take or why we're here, our blueprint effectively of life, and everyone's blueprint is different from each other's, the lessons we're here to learn, the talents and traits that we've brought into this lifetime. And numerology is based on a number of different elements. So first and foremost, modern numerology is created by Pythagoras, and Pythagoras, obviously a well-known mathematician, probably the greatest mathematician, and he created about 2,500 years ago. And the basis of numerology is that Pythagoras could understand that each number was one individual, but two had a vibration and a personality of its own. And when boiled down, everything in the universe, and I mean everything in the universe, boils down to a number. Nothing doesn't boil down to a number. Everything is a number.
You're right. I
so
just said my numbers for today, and I total a number 7. So that's associations to me, even in astrology, the 7th house. You're right about that. I mean, I noticed that because I did the blog, and it was 1/23/2023, and I noticed it right away, and I said, oh, okay, I get it. But you're right about that. Now, I have a caller, and I don't know if it's somebody that may have a question for you, but it's like a caller from somebody out of the United States. So let's see if that's in fact who it is. So let's see if they have a question. Hold on. Hi, you're on the air with Natalie. Who am I speaking with?
Ms. Natalie, it's me.
Oh, Miss, you have a question for the guest?
He answered my question.
Okay, about the neurologist. Okay. That's Candy, by the way. Candy, this is Oliver. Candy does all the marketing. She sets up the page, the show page. She puts it on Facebook. She puts it on Twitter. She puts it everywhere, and she does all that kind of stuff for me, and she's quite wonderful. So you already answered your question, so thank you, Candy.
Hey,
thank you, Candy. If you have anything else, please let me know.
I appreciate you for being here today, and I appreciate the information that you are sharing with us.
It's wonderful, isn't
it? Thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation and the connection. So thank you so much for your work, Candy, as well.
Okay, let's go back
I'm
here.
I'm going to read all your books.
Please do.
See that? Yeah,
I would
see
recommend
that?
Them.
Yeah, okay. I'll put you on hold now, Candy.
Thank you.
So, Oliver, if I had come to you, I don't know how many years ago, after I started my quest on what I was going to be involved in, could you or would you have detected me doing what I'm doing today, like handling all of this at one time? I mean, it's a big job. I wonder. I don't know what else I could have done.
So my line of work takes in a lot of different things. So I would say I'm quite intuitive with people. Like yourself, I spend my time speaking to people and guiding and helping and advising. So
mm-hmm.
I think the main thing that I would always do is really listen to what you're wanting and doing in the first place. Everything I do is very, very open. There's no judgment ever. There's connections to some people more than others, but that's certainly life. But realistically, for me, it's about connecting people onto their own path. It's not about me directing someone onto a path.
I think I'm on my path. I'm very aware
that we are all on our own journeys. And I believe that's possibly why at this stage of my life/career, I may be, I'm not saying better than I was when I was younger, but just certainly more aware and able to give differing advice. We have a lot of trials and tribulations throughout our lifetimes. It is a short life, and it's a very short conscious life, because if you think that, I think the phrase is always three score and ten in terms of how much life you have to live, which is 70. And post 70, I think the body doesn't cope so well. So if you think that you've only got 20 years of, let's say, exasperation to a degree, there is not that much time to find your feet. So for me, if I can help anyone to the journey that they should personally be on or to discover where they need to be, that's the greatest gift that I can possibly give. And it could be done spiritually, intuitively, or professionally. And as long as you're open, and I think that's an important thing, and as long as you're honest with yourself, which I believe in life, we play a part, and I don't always think we're honest with the part that we're trying to play. I think we try and play a part for either our job and our careers, people around us, to be maybe something that we're not. And I think that's where you'll often find people hitting a midlife crisis, which, as I've mentioned, I believe is genuinely a midlife awakening. In short, yes, I would have been able to guide you to a degree. But the same thing, Natalie, is you're someone who has constantly moved forward in life, constantly progressed in life. And that's why you've had so many differing jobs. And actually, I don't see that as a negative in any way, shape, or form. You've got the energy to progress and to move forward. And that's why you are doing what you're doing. It's a constant progression of you going. And I don't believe that there was probably ever a point in your life where you didn't do anything.
you're always looking for the next thing. You're always looking
you're
for
right.
to fulfill you. Always something to, well, I guess, fulfill your time, but also for you to give back and, as you said, be of service. And I believe that's what it's about. It's constantly doing more and going over and above. And the more you do and the more you give back, I think the more you actually want to give back, because it brings joy. But also, I think once you go down a path of service, you're aware of how many people might need that service.
Oh, yeah.
Could greatly use that service and utilize that service for so many different benefits. But I also believe that with you in particular, if you have a look at throughout your whole career, the one thing you've done categorically is take absolutely every single opportunity that came your way, whereas a lot of people won't do that. They'll say, no, it's not for me. That's not what I want to do. I want to do something else. And they won't take the opportunity that's in front of them. And that opportunity could lead on to another opportunity. That leads on to another opportunity, leads on to another opportunity. And if you keep on being open and willing to learn, to listen, to give exactly as you've done, then your career will always be fruitful and long. It might not be the same as others in terms of the straight line, accounting career, banking career, being a lawyer, but it's a fruitful, rich, and experience-led career.
It's true. You just described me in a nutshell. Yeah, it's true. I think sometimes if I didn't have this to do, I would waste away. I wouldn't. And, you know, a busy mind is a healthy mind, and I don't think I would like it very well. I don't. I don't know. I would deteriorate. That's how I always have thought of myself. I have to just keep going. I have to keep learning. I have to, you know, I do my own bookkeeping. I do a lot of things. But that doesn't mean that it has to be my career per se. It doesn't mean that I have to be, I mean, I could do books for other people, and I don't really want to do that because I love
really
what
I
get. Because I love what
I do. That. You could see that, you know. You can feel that with your energy. You know, you can hear it in your voice. You wouldn't look. The fact that you've been going since 1999 is an absolute, you know, amazing achievement. And a wonderful something which I'm sure you're so proud of. But I also imagine that always think about it. And sometimes when you're doing what you're doing, you don't always get the praise.
No.
But sometimes you just don't need it because you feel that what you're doing is the right thing. It's guiding you in the right way. It's delivering and feeding you as you would want to be fed spiritually.
It's true. Yeah, it's so true. I don't need to make money from it. I don't make money from it. But I'm making something else from it. I'm obtaining something else. And it's hard to explain to people that have regular jobs, why do you do all that? I mean, you don't make any money from it, but it's not about the money. It's never been about the money. When you can work for $3.35 an hour because you're doing something you love, you really think it's about the money? No. No, not at all. I ran a whole club, and I only made $10 an hour, which was ludicrous. I should have made $25 an hour then. But it was okay because I loved what I was doing. And not everybody's like us. Not everybody's like me, you know. Sometimes, you know, sometimes money is a driving factor for you because it's about things. Well, things are nice. They are nice, but it doesn't fulfill you inside. Like, I'm very fulfilled. And I try to explain that to my son all the time because he shakes his head, you know. And he said, there isn't anybody that I know that's like you. I said, there probably isn't. I said, but, you know, everybody says my voice is very energetic because you can tell that I love what I do, and that's it, and I'm not going to change until I leave Earth. Then, of course, I'll be doing something else, I'm sure, or maybe more of the same. We don't know. You know, I don't really know. But I have a lot of things I still want to do. But it's been such an honor to have you. I think you've enlightened many people. And, of course, Candy will take this recording and put it out there. My Twitter is not working on my Blog Talk Radio. I don't know why, but it's having an issue with it. So Candy will take it, though. She knows what to do with it. So she'll run with it, as she always did. And I think, she wrote a little note here. I have to tell you what she said. She said, see, he has seen you. He sees that it is fulfilling to you and your soul. It's true. You see me. You know what I am. You really do. And but I appreciate you on the show. Let me ask you something before we disconnect here. Why did you want to be on my show? Did you have a choice, or did Gavin just say you're going to do this?
No choice. my publisher gives me no choice at all. No, you know what? I always feel throughout this process, I've been so happy and genuinely so blessed. And I'm not just saying that for the sake of it, to meet so many amazing and wonderful and different and enlightened people. So genuinely, I've absolutely loved everything. And I've loved being on your show. I love the question you're asking. I love the angle you're asking it from. You're asking things that I haven't thought about. And for me, you know, I'd rather connect to someone than anything else. And I can, you know, so I've spent a long, long time of my life listening to people's tones of voice, how they speak, the way they speak. And, you know, I get a real sense for an individual. And your energy is just constant and fierce and positive and doing all the right things. So
I can lift you off your chair if you want to be lifted off your chair with my energy. I've have been told that many times. And my gosh, you're so, you know, you just have this enthusiasm and this wondrous thing about you, and I do, and I thank you for those compliments, because, and of course Gavin, you know, he sends me umpteen people from Hunt Publishing, and now I knew John Hunt before he became what he is today. I mean, that's how long I've been with that company. It was John Hunt. Now it's John Hunt Publishing, because he changed it. They changed it. But anyways, you know, and Gavin, you know how he talks. You're my star. Gavin, I said, I'm not your star. We talk back and forth in email. I'm not your star. Everybody is your star. No, Natalie is the star, he said. You are the go-to. You are the star. He says, I've listened to your shows. I know. And it's just so nice, because it just kind of like, you know, it's like putting a little bit more frosting on the cake that you have made, and you want to keep going with it and keep going with it. And when somebody who is as knowledgeable as you and as an expert in his field to say those things to me just makes my day. I mean, some days are tough on me, believe it or not. You know, trying to get business from my one site, because I have all these people that are there waiting to make some money for themselves, and that's very frustrating. But you know what? With me, Oliver, is I never give up. Never.
Mm.
I never have.
Mm.
And I almost died when I was 32. So we have some similarities here. Not on the table, but I got a virus, and they didn't know what to do with me. So, you know, I think it's a vast group, all of us. All of us who are trying to do good and bring good to the world. And I had a motivational speaker come on twice, and he said, you know, Natalie, he said, if I ever heard something in your voice that wasn't you, he said, I would disconnect and call you up on the phone. What in the world is the matter with you? Because he said, because we always laugh. He says, you could talk in front of people. I said, well, maybe, but I wouldn't like it. We argue about that. He said, oh, no, you could do it. You'd step into those shoes easy. He said, but if I ever detect something coming from you, I'll know something is really wrong, and I will call you. We will not finish the show. I'll say, I'm calling you, Natalie, click. Because he says, I know in your energy. And that's the greatest compliment you could give me, Oliver, is the sense that I'm so enthusiastic and I have all this energy to give out, and I do, and I do. Candy will tell you, she's listening, she knows. But I'll never give up. I talk to God every day about it. You know, you can throw all this stuff at me and make me feel, you know, I don't, not make me, but, you know, and I feel kind of down about it. But give me a few hours. Mm-mm, I'm in a tank. I'm going to run you over because that's what I do.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not even my.
You've got to keep going.
Now, I'm not down for very long. I'm really, really not, and I just, but we all have days like that, or hours, I should say hours like that, not days like that. I don't let that happen. I feed deer every night. I have 12 deer, and that's the highlight of my evening, and I'm an animal lover just like you, and they're waiting for me. I open the door, and they're there. They're all standing there, even a little baby that comes, and they're waiting for me to fill up the bowls and bring them back out again. And it's the greatest feeling.
Isn't that a wonderful way to live life? Really,
well, you know,
you
it really, really is.
About,
my son does the same thing.
About the finance side. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. And in the spring, I do mallards. They'll come, the two females will come, and then eventually they'll bring all their little chicks with them. Oh, my gosh. And I have a camera. It's just so fulfilling to me. And now I'm watching elephants. I wish I could be around elephants. They're so smart. Well, you know, you followed all kinds of animals and everything, you know. And so when I'm not having a really super duper day, I'll just think to myself, and I have a wonderful cat, I'll think, you're going to go out there and you're going to see all these beautiful deer. That's life. And you're helping them. You're nourishing them. And I talk to them, Oliver. My neighbors would probably think I'm nuts, but I do. I tell them, be careful. Don't go out in the road. You could get hit by a car, okay? And I give them all kinds of good food, pellets and apples and carrots and corn, special kind of corn, not just the corn on the cob. And I fill these bowls to the top, and they eat it all. It's all empty right now that I have to fill them up again about 6 o'clock. It's just something to look forward to. And you're right. It's so fulfilling. So everybody, you know, listen to this show, and you're going to get his books. I mean, because I'm sure the books are just like he is, and you can hear him, me talking to you. It's just been wonderful. Enlightening. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Thank you. And look, the one thing I would say is you are living literally heaven on earth with the way that you're living your life. You're taking out the negativity. You're taking out the financial element. You're living it with genuinely a full heart, and you know, you're talking about deer at your door, you know, all these kind of elements. Honestly, if you take a look from an outside perspective, it's heaven on earth that you've created for yourself. You should be so very proud.
I am, and I say thank you every day. I really, really do. And Candy just said she submitted to your site, which I probably will do as well, I think. And let's mention that it's substack.com. And there's, I think you have a newsletter, right?
So if you type in my name, Oliver Rolfe, and Spartan International together on Google or any other search engine, I'm
going to follow you on
LinkedIn
too. I don't think I follow you.
Yeah. But, no,
you know, what I think of as LinkedIn is, and I shouldn't say this really out loud, so many professionals. And I don't want to just say the word intelligence, but there's a lot there. There's a lot of professionals. I'm following, I don't even know if he knows it, on Instagram, my granddaughter's professor that she's got was an Imagineer, and that's what she wants to do. And she's got 2 classes a week with him. She's in it right now with him. I listen to his YouTube, and I'm going to see her on Friday, and I'm going to tell her this man really cares. Because I wanted to know what he was about, because she loves his class. And so I'm following him, but he's going to recognize the last name somehow. I'm not going to say anything, but I just followed him because I just want him to know, her gram is watching you. She's my pride and joy. She's just a beautiful soul.
I can tell.
Just like my son. But anyway, thank you so much. I'll let you go. You're just awesome. And if I can, I would love to have something for the magazine so I can add our show to the bottom of it so people can listen and hear all about you and what you have to say and our whole conversation. I'll send you an email. Just whatever. I mean, it can be an excerpt from your book. It can be just a short little article. And then I'll promote you there. I always like to do that with my guests because I think it's important. And that's the beauty of my job. One of them, anyways, right?
Oh, fantastic.
So with that, I'll say...
Thank you. No, I really
appreciate that. I'll say... Have a great evening, because I know it's evening time for you, and thank you so much for calling in and being on the show, and it was nonstop. I mean, look at the time. Went by so fast, right?
I know. Unbelievable. Generally, thank you so much, Natalie. It's a real pleasure speaking with you, and you are a real bundle of energy. Hopefully, we'll get to speak to each other soon, and you never know. We might end up meeting one day.
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Awesome. Okay, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And now I'm going to play, because she reminded me, the dance party. We always play this music from, her name is Gabby Ray, and it's Free to Love, and it's kind of very fitting for the show, one of my beliefs, and I'm going to do that right now. Free to Love. It's just, it's wonderful, and that's how I like to end it. But before I end, I want to tell everybody to believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Here we go, Free to Love.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitation, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder.
Everybody, I'll see you next Wednesday, same time, same awesome show. And remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. You are loved.